Harper Audio presents Deceiving Lies by Molly McAdams. Performed by Sophie Eastlake, Chris Koscheski, and Paul Bamer. Prologue. Rachel. I nervously flipped my long hair over my shoulders and smoothed my hands down my shirt a few times as I took deep breaths in and out. My back was to Cash's truck, hiding me from his parents' house while I collected myself, but I was starting to consider taking off running. Why the hell did I buy and wear heels today?
Rach?
He laughed when he came around the truck and caught sight of me.
What are you doing? You look amazing.
I grimaced when I glanced down at my dark, skinny jeans and the electric blue top that I'd gone out to buy today, since I hadn't brought any clothes to Florida that I'd deemed acceptable to wear when meeting his parents. It's not the clothes. He grabbed my chin and tilted my head back until I was looking at him, and waited until I stopped fidgeting.
They're going to love you,
he assured me as he brushed his lips across mine.
You have nothing to worry about.
How can you say that? I got engaged to their son without ever meeting them. They hardly know I exist, Cash. And I got their son shot. I knew it wasn't my fault. My therapy sessions with Dr. Markowitz at the end of last year had helped me realize that. But that didn't mean Cash's and Mason's families would feel the same. Honestly, at the time, I just thought you weren't close with them. It didn't seem weird to me because, well, because I didn't have parents for you to meet either, but now...
Stop. You're overthinking this. They know everything that happened now, and you have no idea how excited my mom was when I called her.